Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Former Huron County funeral home owner Terry Elvin Kaufman, 71, has been charged with 39 felony counts for allegedly embezzling nearly $193,000 in prepaid funeral and insurance funds connected to 55 victims over a 10-year period, according to the Michigan Attorney General's office. Kaufman, former owner of Kaufman & Company Funeral Home in Bad Axe, was arraigned in Huron County 73B District Court before Judge Julian M. Ferris on charges that include conducting a criminal enterprise, multiple counts of embezzlement by an agent, and 31 counts of conversion of funeral contracts. He is accused of failing to escrow funds received through the Huron County Public Guardian and instead using the money for personal expenses, including his own salary. Attorney General Dana Nessels said families who prepay for funeral services expect their money to be safeguarded and pledged that her office will continue to pursue those who exploit such arrangements. Kaufman is scheduled to return to 73B District Court before Judge Ferris on December 4, 2025. And a 27-year-old Bay City resident has been indicted in federal court on a high-level drug trafficking charge involving methamphetamine following a major narcotic seizure earlier this year. Authorities allege the man possessed at least 500 grams of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, a quantity that triggers enhanced federal penalties. The indictment, returned by a federal grand jury on November 12th, charges the defendant with one count of possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Prosecutors say the case stems from an investigation in which law enforcement reported seizing illegal drugs valued in the six-figure range from a Bay City residence. If convicted, the defendant faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years in prison and up to life, along with a potential fine of up to $10 million under federal law. Authorities emphasize that the charge is an allegation and the defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. And Saginaw police reported three overnight incidents between November 3rd and November 7th involving officers I. Hines, R. Hines, Miller, Bayerlein, Holden, and Graves. Officers recovered a handgun with an extended magazine near Salt Street after contact with two males, arrested a wanted suspect who fled from an electric bike traffic stop, and located a stolen vehicle containing sensitive information, returning it and the property to the owner. According to the department, Officer Hines's suspicious activity check led to the firearm recovery. Officer Miller's pursuit resulted in the arrest of a resisting suspect with an active warrant, and Sergeants Bayerlein, Holden, and Graves quickly coordinated to safety resolve the incident and apprehend the stolen vehicle suspect. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited-time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, in California, search and rescue teams on the Big Sur coast are working to locate a man swept into the Pacific Ocean by a large wave at Garapata State Park, the same area where a father and daughter recently died, prompting state officials to renew warnings about dangerous surf and unstable coastal cliffs. And in our international news, Colombian immigration officials say they have taken 17 children into protective custody after rescuing them from members of the Lev Tahor ultra-Orthodox Jewish sect, which has faced accusations in several countries of abusing and kidnapping minors, with authorities now reviewing the group's legal status. And in our weather advisories, we do have a wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. tomorrow morning until 4 a.m. Thursday morning for southeast winds turning west, 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts around 45 miles per hour expected for southeast Michigan. For the following counties of Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects, tree limbs could be blown down, and a few power outages may result. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.